There's a legal battle going on in the northern Arizona town of Payson that you might not have heard about. It all started with an effort to force a recall election of Payson's mayor, Tom Morrissey. And now the case may end up giving us an answer to a longtime quirk in the laws that surround recalls in our state. It gets a little convoluted, so to explain it all, it's turned now to Alexis Beckman, editor-in-chief of the Payson Roundup, who begins by telling us what sparked this recall effort to begin with.
Well, the recall started back in August, shortly after the town council decided rather abruptly to fire the town manager, who had been with the town for about 25 years. And that was done on a split 4-3 vote. And after that happened, a number of residents were pretty upset that this had occurred. So they decided they wanted to recall not only the mayor, but the three council members who had also voted for basically the ousting of the town manager.
So tell us about the mayor. This is Tom Morrissey. He's the former chair of the Republican Party in the state, right? And has he been controversial in Payson? How long has he been in office?
He has been in office not very long. He's only been since, I believe, December or January when he took his seat. It's a nonpartisan election in Payson, but I know he was the Republican chair. Some of the things he ran on were building a new road so we'd have better access in the event of a fire. We could have another exit out of town. He's also wanted to bring a splash pad to town, do a number of improvements in terms of improving our roads, things like that, as well as one of the things he's working on right now is getting a homeless warming station set up. So during this winter, people have a place to go because we don't have a shelter in town.
Okay, so give us a sense of how this recall effort played out. It got a little messy at a certain point, and we'll get to that. But how long did it take these citizens who were launching this recall effort to gather the signatures they needed?
They told us that they gathered the signatures rather quickly, and they did it in about 17 days. They were able to get more than 900 signatures to recall the mayor. They haven't yet submitted the signatures needed for the other council members, but from what I understand, they're still collecting and plan to also recall those council members. Mm-hmm. So their effort was done very quickly. They opened up a satellite office where they had residents coming in 2-3 at a time to sign the forms. And then they submitted those to the town clerk, who then validated them along with the county recorder.
And this is also raising larger questions about the exact requirements for forcing a recall, right? And this all started when the mayor challenged the recall effort based on the number of signatures gathered. What was his argument?
Well, the mayor effectively argued that the clerk had erred when she calculated the number of signatures needed. Under the Arizona Constitution, the number of signatures needed to force a recall is 25% of the number of votes cast in the last preceding general election. And the last time a mayor was elected in Payson during a general election was 2002, which was 17 years ago. Since then, every mayor has been elected in the primary, which is held in August. And so when the clerk went to figure how many signatures they needed, she based it on that 2002 number. Mayor Morrissey's lawyers argued, no, she should have actually used the 2018 number. And if she had, the number of signatures they needed to collect was 1,225.
Well, so quite a big difference there.
Yeah, a huge amount. And according to the recall committee members, they've continued to collect signatures. They won't say how many they have altogether, but they say they're prepared to keep collecting signatures and gather as many as they need to see this recall happen.
Right. So the first court challenge, the mayor won, right, on these grounds that this was based on the wrong election.
Yes. Judge Randall Warner ruled that although the August 2018 primary election wasn't a perfect fit for the term last preceding general election, it more closely fit the Constitution's purpose of measuring the number of signatures needed to call a recall election by the present size of the electorate.
So is that it? Is the case over, or is this continuing, as you sort of hinted at there?
The case continues. Right now, the Arizona Court of Appeals Division 2 has decided to hold off hearing this case until the Arizona Supreme Court decides if it's going to hear it.
So this now will go to, presumably, the Arizona Supreme Court if they take the case?
Yes, it would.
And the recall effort, they're continuing to gather signatures. Are they going to try to, at this point, submit the 1,200-something signatures that the mayor says they need?
The recall election is scheduled for March 10th. And per the judge's order, the Gila County Recorder, the town clerk, and the County Board of Supervisors continued to prepare for that election by creating the ballots and establishing the polling places. So if the judge rules in favor of Unite Payson, the election will occur on March 10th for the recall of Mayor Morrissey.
All right. Alexis Beckman, editor-in-chief of the Payson Roundup. Alexis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.